Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The driver in a collision that closed Washington and Powell and Weibel for hours Sunday was shot before the crash. Traffic was detoured away from the busy intersection for several blocks while investigators processed the scene. It was cleared around 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. A downtown Weibel venue was the site of an apparent melee early Sunday morning. Weibel police were called to Functions Venue and Lounge at 910 South Madison Street after shots were fired in the area. No witnesses or victims were located. The investigation is continuing. Only one of 26 vape and tobacco shops raided in Brunswick County last week had no contraband, according to the Brunswick County Sheriff's Office. A multi-agency sweep of the businesses turned up hundreds of pounds of drugs, including psychedelic mushrooms, marijuana, THC gummies, and illegal vape products. More than 600 pounds of marijuana alone was confiscated. The investigation started after a child overdosed on THC gummies in Brunswick County last summer. Many of the drugs seized in the stores were packaged in a way to appeal to children, the BCSO said in a press release. Public comments will return to the top of the agenda at the next county commissioners meeting. Chairman Laverne Coleman said he decided to move comments to the end in an attempt to make the meeting flow smoother, but after multiple complaints from the public, he said the segment will be returned to the earliest part of the meeting. Coleman said the move was not intended to deprive people of their right to speak to the board, but was just trying things out. A bill in the state Senate would make it a felony to sell or trade embalming fluid to anyone outside the funeral industry. The Rakeem Shackelford Embalming Fluid Act treats it as a controlled substance like any type of drug. It seeks to address the growing problem of the preservative being used to enhance the effects of illegal narcotics. The substance can cause hallucinations and erratic behavior. The bill was named for a Wilson man who was shot and killed by his mother when he attacked her while high on embalming fluid. Republican legislators are in a showdown with Governor Josh Stein over a request for a restraining order to block changes to the State Board of Elections. Without court action, election board appointments would shift on May 1st from the governor to the state auditor. Stein claims the law was unconstitutionally stripped power from the state's top executive. Legislators point out that the law was passed in accordance with the state constitution. They overrode a veto by Governor Roy Cooper. They also say Stein is just attempting to change the law because he disagrees with it. A hearing is scheduled for May. The Central and Eastern North Carolina Food Bank will host another pop-up food distribution on April 19th in Shavern. There are no ID, residency, or income requirements. Volunteers are needed for the event. See the story online for more information. Barbecue on the Bluff is April 26th, and so is Gator Fest at Lake Waccamaw. Down there at the Bluff, organizers have added a new event to the Fair Bluff favorite. The Oinka Walk along the River Walk will see which little piggy makes it to the finish line first. To sign up, go to fairbluff.com. Also coming up on April 26th is Gator Fest at Lake Waccamaw. This is the second year, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever. And you can enjoy vendors, live music, fun for the kids, and so much more. It's going to be at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Admission is free. The organizers said last year's event was significantly larger than anticipated. They hope to see just as big a turnout this year. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.